Microphone.
Need a mic.
Oh. All right.
One in front of Cody. I hear you.
Okay.
And then these two are talking.
Ready? I don't have a microphone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare
Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Niradhaya pranayamahma kidrusho vanayeva Svadhyo yena kutta buddhimam kidrusho vanadeyam Sokyam chasyam ad anubhavata kidrusham veti lobha Tadhavatyam samajni sakshigarbha sandho
Hare Krishna.
Hare.
The name of this place called the Ramananda Lord Sambhadram.
More loud that place.
Turn up the mic.
Just speak loud. Okay. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone gushes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love. The Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appears from the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi, as the moon appears from the ocean. Krishna descended as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, primarily to fulfill these three desires. But how will he fulfill these desires without the help of a guru? It is quite impossible. So Srimati Radhika herself and her dear most Sakhi came to assist him in this endeavor. Srimati Radhika herself came as Gadadhar Pandit to direct him how to taste Radha Bhav. But he cannot taste it until going to Vishakha Devi, who came as Ramananda Roy for initiation into the sweet essence of the mellows of Krishna Prem. And finally, Lalita Devi, who came as Farukh Darmadar to assist him in actually tasting and experiencing Radha Bhav in the Gambira. So, what wonderful Shiksha did Ramananda Roy give to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that not only enabled him to taste, but also increased his greed to relish these three desires, and at the same time is increasing the desires of the devotees on the path of Ragamar to attain the topmost goal, Radha Dasham. When Ramananda Roy first saw this most effulgent sannyasi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the banks of the river Godavari, he was struck with wonder. He went and immediately offered his respectful obeisances at his lotus feet. Mahaprabhu then asked him to arise and chant the holy name of Krishna. He then inquired from him if he was indeed Ramananda Roy, and with great humility, Ramananda admitted that he was. As they embraced, They almost lost consciousness due to ecstatic love. Then, a very sweet exchange took place in which they glorified one another with great love and affection. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then expressed a deep desire to hear from Ramananda Roy about topics relating to Sri Krishna. However, since they were feeling some inhibition due to the misconceptions of the caste Brahmanas who were watching them, they planned to meet again in a secluded place later that evening. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is worshipped by the proper performance of prescribed duties in the system of Varna and Ashram. There is no other way to satisfy him who himself founded the institution of Varna Ashram, the four divisions of social life and spiritual order, in order to give the jivas a chance to gradually come to attain the stage of perfection.
Hey ho, Bhajya, Agi Hey ho, this is external. You had better tell me of some other means.
So, why did Mahaprabhu reject this proposal? Because Varnashram Dharma is not Atma Dharma. It is only a platform for bhakti. It is not bhakti itself. Bhakti cannot manifest in one's heart by only performing Varnashram Dharma. One can only attain some temporary result by this, like attainment of the heavenly planets, and then one will have to come back down. Besides, Varnashram Dharma cannot be properly executed in this age of Kali. So, what next?
Krishna Kamatana Sava Sajisa. To offer the results of one's activity to Krishna is the essence of perfection. Oh, son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer or give away should be done as an offering unto me.
Evo Bhaja Agekewar. This is also external. Please proceed on.
So, why did Mahaprabhu reject this? We shall see from this example how this instruction given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita can easily be taken.
Yad Kuroshi, Yad Ashnasi, Yad Jahanshi, Dadashi, Yad.
Oh, Krishna is saying, give the results of your activities to me. I can do that, no problems. Yes, this is my duty. When I get my wages, I will just give whatever is left over that I have spent to Sri Sri Radha Vinodihari and Sri Keshava Ganyamat, and then Krishna will be very pleased with me and reward me generously.
So, this is an example of Karma Mishra Bhakti. It is not Shuddha Bhakti, as the concept of I am the doer and everything that I have belongs to me. But I will kindly offer something to Krishna anyway, as this is my duty, and then I will get even more. There is no understanding that everything belongs to Krishna, and there is no love and affection for Krishna in this. So this is not real bhakti at all, and it will only entangle one further in material life. So, what next?
Sadhamacha, sadhasajisa. To give up one's occupational duties in the Varnashram is the essence of perfection. Pachnayayam gunandoshan, mayadistam api svatam, dhamasajyadiyasavam mambajesajasatama. Occupational duties are described in the religious scriptures, but if one analyzes them, he can fully understand their qualities and faults, and then give them up completely to render service unto me. Such a person is considered a first-class saint. Sarvadam vichyajya mami kamsvanam gaja aham kamsa upadavyo mokshayishyami masvichyaha. Abandon all kinds of religious and occupational duties and just surrender unto me. I shall reward you from, I shall save you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear.
Heyo, Bhagya, Abhyakeyo, this is also external. Please, go a step further.
So, why did Mahaprabhu reject this? We shall see from this example how this instruction given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita can easily be taken.
Oh yes, this is the ultimate conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. If I just give up all my duties and surrender to Krishna, he will take care of everything. I don't have to work anymore, I'll have no more worries, no more anxieties, and no more suffering. Yes, that's it. I will give up everything.
This is an example of conditional surrender. It is not spontaneous. Therefore, it is not even real sharanagati. Moreover, renunciation in and of itself is not sufficient. Sharanagati is only the doorway to bhakti. It is not bhakti itself. So, what next?
There is no sambandha jnana.
or relationship with Krishna in this, nor any tendency to serve the Lord. Therefore, one cannot realize or attain Vaikuntha, or to speak of Goloka Vrindavan. One's heart becomes cleansed only, which may be a platform for devotional service, but not necessarily. It depends on Sadhu Sangha. Therefore, Mahaprabhu rejected this and asked Ramananda Roy to suggest something more. Krishna's very dear devotees, the Pandavas. However, offer Krishna, and make the offering with his heart melting and praying, then Krishna will be very much hungry to accept that offering.
As in the case of Radharani,
who offered Krishna only a banana stick, not even a banana. And she was so absorbed in her ecstatic love for Krishna that she didn't realize what she was doing. However, Krishna was most eager to accept her offering and relished that banana skin with great delight. There are two types of bhakti, Vaini and Ramanuja. The second verse that Ramananda Roy quoted, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhakta Bhakti, pertains to Ramanuja Bhakti, spontaneous devotional service. By this, one can attain Krishna fame and enter Krishna's sweet pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan. By performance of Vaidhi Bhakti, one can only attain Aishwarya fame and enter the abode of Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha and not beyond. So, what is the qualification to enter into Radhanuga Bhakti? Only greed. By association of Arasi, Tatkayan Vaishnava, and by hearing his Arikata, this greed may come in the heart. When will he enter into Radhanuga Bhakti? All Tatkayan and Ishvara Mahimadhyan or knowledge of the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be transferred in Madhurya Mahimadhyan or knowledge of the sweetness of Krishna, such as Nam, Guru, Rupa, and Lila Madhuri.
Thank you. When Arjuna saw Krishna's universal form, he said, "Oh, I am sorry I never gave you proper respect. I would often address you as, oh my friend, oh Krishna, and sometimes it would order you to drive my chariot. So please forgive me, as I did not realize your real position." Also, Uddhava is a very good friend of Krishna. Krishna told him, "Oh Uddhava, neither Brahma, nor Shiva, nor Balaji, nor Lakshmi, nor even my own self are as dear to me as you are." However, when Krishna sent Uddhava to Raj and he met with Nanda and Yashoda, he could not understand why Nanda Baba was crying so bitterly, as he thought that Krishna is Parabrahma. He cannot really be anyone's son. Doesn't Nanda Baba understand this? So, Uddhava Sakya praying was also mixed with Aishwarya Bhav. There are also Krishna's cowherd boyfriends like Sridham, Subal, and Madhumangal, who have pure Sakya praying towards Krishna with no trace of Aishwarya Bhav. They can tease, play, fight and abuse Krishna in friendship. So now we shall see a prime example of the speciality of Sakya Prem, as is in the case of these cowherd boyfriends of Krishna, who enjoy playing with him every day in the forest of Vrindavan.
You can't see them play.
I win.
No, you never. I won.
I can't play for this.
Oh, you liar.
Oh, Krishna, you are a liar. Now you're lying. My nose is up and your nose is down. Oh, Krishna, you are a big cheater. That's after Krishna.
Baba,
did you see? Tell us. Baba, to tell us the one, hand or hand.
Oh, Bella,
you must have seen that eye when you didn't lie.
Oh, Bella, Bella, why don't you tell us? Did you not see?
Are you deaf or dumb?
Or did I just say I'm reading the TV?
Durvasa Rishi was so astonished that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was playing and fighting with his friends, just like an ordinary boy, that he became completely dumbstruck. Krishna then began to smile, and Durvasa became so enchanted upon seeing that smile. Before he knew it, he was helplessly drawn into Krishna's mouth. Once he had entered, he found himself in the cosmic ocean within the entire Brahmanda, or cosmic creation. He was completely bewildered by the Lord's mystic opulence and began searching through all the universes, and he wanted to return to Krishna's Leela in Gokul, in the particular universe that he had just left. After thousands of years, he had finally arrived back in Gokul. Meanwhile, back in Gokul, only 1 second had passed, and Durvasa saw himself there, exactly as he had left a moment before, being completely enchanted by Krishna's smile as he and Srinath were sitting on his lap. Although he was a great mystic yogi himself, now he was able to understand that Krishna is the master of all mystics.
Sri Ram Saka Ki!
Jai!
Sri Krishna Ki!
Jai!
Hey, Hul Uttam, Agikarya. This is very good, but you must continue.
Satsalitain. Sava Satisa. Satsalitain is the highest protection. Nandakim Akhavodvanam. Shreya Evam Mahodayam. Shodava Mahavaga. Apo Yasham Stanam Hari. Oh, Brahman, what pious activity did Nandababa perform by which he received the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as his son? And what pious activity did he show them all perform that made the Supreme Lord Krishna told her mother?
Basically, two categories of Atsalya Prema, Vasudeva and Devaki, are the parents of Krishna. Four-armed Vishnu appeared to him in the prison cell of Kamsa, and they offered many prayers in glorification of him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, as they requested him, he appeared as Devi Krishna. His form is known as Vasudeva Krishna. However, at the same time, the original Vajranda Nandana Krishna was born in the womb of Yashoda Ma in Gokul. Nanda and Yashoda never ever thought of their son as a Supreme Personality of Godhead, and so they always had pure, but solid praying for Krishna without any trace of Aishwarya Ma. Now, we shall see a prime example of the speciality of Vatsalya praying, as is in the case of Yashoda Ma, who has so much motherly affection for her boy Krishna, that she will sometimes chastise him when he's naughty, and sometimes comfort and protect him when he was weak. Once, the Sangha began to tease Krishna.
And the whole
of the tumult. Krishna, there is no other than.
Red wig.
Why'd you ask?
I've come here especially to see him.
Just wait here, I'll ask his mother. Oh, Yashoda, there is a yogi outside with matted locks. He's wearing a deerskin and a garland of skulls. He's carrying a trident. He's got ashes smeared all over his body, and he wants to see your son.
No, I will not let him. He could be a demon for all I know.
I will tell him. I asked baby Krishna's mother if you could see her boy, but she says that it isn't possible.
Okay, but tell her that I will not go until she shows me her boy.
Yashoda, this yogi is very determined. I told him what you said, but nevertheless he says he will not leave until he can see Krishna. What to do?
Still, I will not show him my boy.
And he could curse Krishna.
Oh no!
Why don't you show him just once? And then he could go.
Okay. Only for a moment.
I will tell him then.
First, I will have to protect Krishna from an evil eye. I will cover him with black cloth and cotton. And then show him.
You can come and see Krishna now.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Oh, at last, Krishna has stopped crying. He must be very happy to see this yogi.
Yes, perhaps he can give him a benediction.
Oh, yes. Baba, can you bless Krishna?
Oh, yes. Why not? When I was a child, my mother gave me tiger claw to wear around my neck. But somehow, it became entangled in my jata. So if baby Krishna would touch his foot, he will get a great benediction. He will be healthy and live a long life.
Hey, Mo, this is Agekai.
your statements are certainly getting better and better.
Because their friend was perfectly qualified to marry you.
Sangha who want to kill me.
Speak to the gopis like this, as they would simply laugh and rebuke him with many harsh words. Rather, they will tell him, "Get out of our kunj, you have no right to enter. We don't want to see any black today, so get out." The gopis' chastisements are far more reliable to Krishna, far more relishable to Krishna than the hymns and prayers of the Vedas, as they have Madhurya praying for Krishna without any trace of Aishvarya. The queens have their Madhurya praying tinged with Aishvarya, so their relationship with Krishna is said to be more in the mood of Dasharath, actually.
What's Krishna?
Once, Krishna had come down with a high fever. It was so high that he was shivering due to the illness. Narada Muni immediately came there out of deep concern.
Krishna, are you sick?
So Narada immediately went to Krishna's most beloved place in Dwarka to ask for this medicine. Also, Narada then went to Vrajabhumi, where he approached the gopis. Refused to give Narada their foot dust for fear of going to hell. But Radhika and the gopis never hesitated nor feared going to hell for the pleasure of their beloved Krishna.
Devotional service.
Vadarasana Sarashiramani. The love of Srimati Radhika for Krishna is topmost. Tathara Priyavishma Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata Sava Gopishu Saivaika Vishnuvachyam Kavalabha. Just as Srimati Radhika is very dear to Krishna, so her bathing place known as Radhakund is also very dear to him. Amongst all the gopis, Srimati Radhika is certainly the most dear to Krishna.
Gopaya, why are you stopping? Please, you are making me very happy, for a river of nectar is flowing from your mouth.
Now, we shall see a prime example of the speciality of Radha's praying and how the other gopis can control Krishna by their love, but they cannot completely control him in the same way that Radhika can by her Manana Akya Bahaba, which completely bewilders Krishna. This pastime proves the superior position of Srimati Radhika. Once, during Rasa Leela, Krishna disappeared from the Rasa Stali, and the gopis went looking for him. Then, he manifested a four-armed form and stood there in the midst of the forest, waiting for them to come along to see their response.
Oh, Narayan! Oh, please be merciful to us and tell us where Krishna is.
Yes, he left us all alone in this forest. We've been searching for such a long time. Please help us to find him. It is our only desire.
Then Radhika came by. So, as we have just seen, Krishna could somehow manifest his form before the gopis, but he could not possibly maintain that form before his most beloved Radhika. This proves the unique position of Srimati Radhika, as told by Ramananda Roy to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Qualified she is.
for which I have come to your residence has now become an object of love in my knowledge. I now know the way to attain the supreme high stage of perfection and the process for achieving it.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then asked Ramananda Roy to explain the transcendental features of Krishna and Srimati Radharani, and also Rasa Tattva and Prema Tattva. Ramananda Roy then explained so many things up to the Madanakya Mahabhava of Srimati Radhika and Prema Vilas Vivarta. Then he explained Gopi Bhava and Manjari Bhava and the means to attain it by following in the footsteps of the gopis. Thus they met time and time again, both sitting in a secluded place and jubilantly discussing the pastimes with Krishna. But then, after Ramananda Roy had explained so much, he expressed that he had but one doubt in his mind, and humbly asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to remove that doubt.
At first, I saw you here like a sannyasi. Now, I'm seeing you, Shyamasundar, the cowherd boy. I now see you appearing like a golden doll.
This form. My body body complexion is actually not of a golden one. It only appears so because it has touched the body of Srimati Radhika. She does not touch the man, any other man, besides the son of Nanda Maharaj. Taking upon the bhava and complexion of Srimati Radhika, I have taken this form only to taste my own transcendental sweetness. Now, there is no confidential knowledge unknown to you, because your love for me is so great, I cannot hide anything from you. But please, keep all these talks a secret.
Yes.
Letting us experience 2 days.